చెప్పేసింది చైతన్య చైతామృత నిత్య సిద్ధ కృష్ణ భక్తి సాధ ప్రభు శ్రవణాది శుద్ధ చిత్తే కరే ఉదయ The Krishna consciousness is a fact in everyone's heart. It is already there. Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans are taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously? So, it is to be understood that Krishna consciousness was there already by the process of hearing. Sravanadi Shuddha Chit. Process of hearing, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Chita Dattvana Mahajanam Parang Vijayade Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Sri Krishna Sankirtana is so auspicious that the chanting of this mantra awakens the dormant Krishna consciousness. Cheta Dattvana Mahajana. The more you hear Hare Krishna mantra, the more your heart becomes clean. These are the statements given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There cannot be any defect. My statement may be defective, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement cannot be defective, because he, in the transcendental platform, he is transcendence himself. Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. He is Krishna himself, but he has appeared in the form of Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, whatever he says, that is fact. Chaita Dattvana Mahajana. The more we hear the vibration, the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, without any offense, even with mixed with offense, there are three stages of chanting this vibration, offensive chanting and almost offense-less chanting and offense-less chanting. Offensive chanting may give you material pains and pleasures, and almost offenseless will give you liberation, will place you in the transcendental platform. And when it is offenseless, then immediately will invoke love of God, Krishna prema. So, even in offensive state, if you go on chanting and try to become safe from offensive conditions, dasavidha nama, 10 kinds of offenses if we avoid, that is the process of auspicity. But even we are not in the platform of offenseless chanting, still, we must go on chanting. It will gradually make our heart clean and we will be offenseless. Chita Dattvana Mahajanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhapana. So, the Krishna consciousness, awakening of Krishna consciousness is required. That is called Chita Dattvana Mahajanam. So, here Rupa Goswami says, auspicity means that which spreads for everyone in all parts of the world. There is auspicity, not partial. in politics or sociology or humanitarian activities, there is partiality for a certain section of human beings or certain section of living beings. But this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, awakening Krishna Godhead, Krishna consciousness, is meant for all living entities. Even birds, beasts, insects, they can also awaken. This is the recommendation of Haridas Thakur, that if we chant loudly, the trees will hear, the birds will hear, the insects will hear, and they will be liberated. That is the statement of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Therefore, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and awakening dormant Krishna consciousness is the auspicious activities, welfare activities for every living entity all over the world.
At the present moment, groups of people are engaged in welfare activities in terms of society, community, or nation. There is even an attempt in the form of the United Nations for World Health Activity. But due to the shortcomings of a limited national activity, such a general mass welfare program for the whole world is not practically possible. The Krishna conscious movement, however, is so nice that it can render the highest benefit to the entire human race. Everyone can be affected by this movement, and everyone can feel the results.
Yes. Now, the human welfare activities are now developed in the form of United Nations. They are tackling various subject matter, but still, it is not possible. They are trying for the last 20 years, but still, even the nations have not become united. What to speak of other welfare activities? It is just a comparison, a little comparison. But this Krishna consciousness movement was started practically from 1967. I went there in 1965, and for 1 year I could not do anything. In 1966, this movement was registered in New York, and from 1966 it is spreading. So, within 4 or 5 years, it has spread all over the world. We have got branches in every part of the globe. And at least people know there is a movement, Krishna consciousness, and we are welcome everywhere as Krishna conscious people, Hare Krishna people. Our name is Hare Krishna people. So, people may take note of it that within a short period, it has spread so widely in comparison to United Nations, what we are. We have no money. We have no means. We have no influence. We have no government support. Nothing of the sort. But still, it is spreading. So, jagjad acharati sreshtha lopastha dhanuvartate tattadeva itarejana. According to this formula, if the leaders of the society take this movement a little seriously, they should take, because this is the only movement which can bring in peace and prosperity and happiness to the whole human society. that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhokranam Jagpatavasam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Jyata Mam Shanti. People are after Shanti, This is the formula of Shanti. We have to accept Krishna as the supreme enjoyer. Not we are enjoyer. At the present moment, all our activities are going on self-centered. I am enjoyer. I am leader. I am bhokta. No, this is wrong. Krishna is bhokta. Krishna is leader. Krishna is the friend. Krishna is the proprietor. That is Krishna consciousness. This news, this idea should be spread all over the world. Then automatically, very easily, all the nations will be united. Because Krishna consciousness acceptance means Ketadarpana Margam. The difficulty is the members in the United Nations, they assemble together, but their heart is not clean. They meet together with unclean heart. Therefore, there is no solution. Whereas Krishna consciousness means those who are meeting on the platform of Krishna consciousness, they are meeting in clean heart. That is the difference. Ketadarpana Marja. Therefore, that unity is very solid and sound. And with unclean heart, if we meet officially, there is no possibility of unity. United Nations, it may be in the name, but in fact, it cannot be established. One.
Therefore, Rupa Goswami and other learned scholars agree that a broad propaganda program for the Krishna consciousness movement of devotional service all over the world is the highest humanitarian welfare activity.
Rupa Goswami has recommended jena tena prakarena manakrishne nishiva sarve vidhi nishida su ekaro revo kinkara. His mission is somehow or other try to engage people in Krishna consciousness. They may think of Krishna somehow or other. Then regulate them after that. Actually, our this Krishna consciousness movement has attained little success on these principles. When we began this movement, we never asked people that you have to do this, you have to do that. No. Please come and hear Hare Krishna Mat. This was our policy. Never mind what you are. You may be Christian, you may be Jews, you may be Mohammedan, or Hindu, Muslim, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. Please come and join with us the Hare Krishna chant. Actually, that has become successful. In the Tompkinson Square, I was sitting underneath the tree and chanting this Hare Krishna mantra alone, and these young men, they used to assemble and dance also in the tune for 3 hours. From 2 to 5. In this way, we got our followers, associates, and gradually developed into organization. So in the beginning, we did not impose so many rules and regulations. There is no rules and regulations. First thing required, Ketadarpana Marjana. Unless one heart is cleansed, he cannot accept rules and regulations. That is not possible. Churana sone dharme time. If a man is thief, and if you give him moral instruction that stealing is very sinful, do not do it, he would not care for it. A butcher If we advise him that animal killing is very bad, it is sinful, he will not accept. That is not possible. His heart should be clean. Prayashchitta vimarshanam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the process of prayashchitta, atonement, is discussed. And Sukadeva Goswami has recommended that this process of prayashchitta, ritualistic ceremony, after committing some sinful activities, to counteract it, there are, in every shastra, there is some counteracting formulas. The people generally follow that. In Christian religion also, there is confession, atonement. A sinful man goes to the church and confesses. Similarly, in every religion, there is such atonement process. But Parikshit Maharaj refused to accept this atonement process. He protested that a man commits sinful activities and executes some atonement process, again he commits the same thing. Then what is the use of this atonement? So, Sukadeva Goswami understood it, because he was a serious student, and Sukadeva Goswami was also a serious teacher. So, he then said, no, atonement process cannot rectify one. Only prayashchitta vimarsana. One must be thoughtful. One must be in knowledge. Then he can give up sinful activities. So he recommended the process of knowledge. Tapasa brahmacharyena, tyagena, jamena, niyamena. These are the processes. In this age, especially Kali Yuga, even we cannot perform this tapasya, brahmacharya, tyaga, jama, sama, dama. It is not possible. It is possible, not for everyone. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a shortcut formula. This, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirannata. And that is being effective practically. We see all over the world. Because it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings, Yaha haite sarva siddhi hai beto. Kolitale naam bina ghoti nahi ya. So, that is recommended by Sukadeva Goswami also. Kalo dosuni dhirajan asti jiko mahan guna kitanadeva krishnasna mukta sanga parang bhaje. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes liberated from the resultant action of sinful life, and at length he is promoted. Param bhaja chakradeham punarjanmanaiti maru. This is the process. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, should be spread, and that is actually auspicity for all people all over the world.
How the Krishna consciousness movement can attract the attention of the whole world, and how each and every man can feel the pleasure of this Krishna consciousness, is stated in the Padma Purana as follows. A person who is engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness is to be understood to be doing the best service to the whole world and to be pleasing everyone in life.
Yes. This is statement in the Padma Purana and many other Puranas, Vedic literature. The same thing is confirmed. But simply by taking shelter of Mukunda, one can be free from all types of obligation. Devarsi Bhutatmaninam Pitrinam. There are so many obligations. Your obligation to perform, to satisfy the demigod, the great sages, general human society, Pitrinam, the Pitri forefathers, so many obligations. But one who takes shelter of Mukunda, he has no other, no more obligation. Nayan Rini, no thinkara, that. Simply, by just like watering the root of the tree, you can satisfy the trunks, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, everything. Similarly, sarvahana vachuteja. Simply by executing devotional service, he can execute all other obligations without any deviation. What?
In addition to human society, he is pleasing even the trees and animals because they also become attracted by such a meeting. A practical example of this was shown by Lord Chaitanya when he was traveling through the forest of Jagannatha in central India for spreading his Sankirtan movement. The tigers, the elephants, the deer, and all other wild animals joined him and were participating in their own way by dancing and chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically exhibited that Harinam Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan can attract even animals, tigers, elephants. They also join in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, his power, our power, is not the same, but there is potency. The potency, as we become powerful gradually by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown that one can come to the stage of enchanting the forest animals also.
A person engaged in Krishna consciousness, acting in devotional service, can develop all the good qualities that are generally found in the demigods. It is said by Sukadeva Goswami in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 18th chapter, 12th verse, "My dear king, persons who have unswitching faith in Krishna and are without any duplicity can develop all the good qualities of the demigods."
Yes. A devotee can develop all the good qualities of the demigods. Immediately, because cetadarpana marjanam, as soon as the heart is cleansed, because the soul as he is pure, asangayam purusha. The spirit soul is not contaminated or does not associate with the material modes of nature. It is simply an illusion, misidentification. Just like water and oil does not mix, but it appears that oil is fallen in the water. Similarly, although we are in this material world, in a material consciousness, our identity is not actually in material consciousness. It is simply just like dreaming. The example is dreaming. Just like in dream, I see so many hallucinations. Actually, a dream is false. I am separate from the dream. But while dreaming, I think I am actually enjoying or suffering. Similarly, by the association of the modes of material nature, we are thinking like that. Otherwise, we are free from the contamination of the material nature. Simply by changing the consciousness, immediately we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual platform. So, the more we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, our original characteristics, which are very pure, they become manifest. Just kasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. The factual example is here, these European and American boys, they were addicted to so many nonsense habits, but since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, they have given up all this nonsense habit immediately, without any very great endeavor. Today, this is the fact. Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva. Pure character, pure quality will be manifest. Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna. Similarly, that's the opposite. If one is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot have any good quality. However, he may be educated, academical. That is not possible. Rāva bhaktasya puto mahadva. Therefore, at the present moment, although the leaders are all very educated academically, but still they cannot bring in peace in the society because they are godless. Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna, great leaders, on account of their godlessness, they cannot lead the people nicely. Therefore, there is no peace and prosperity in the society.
Furthermore, a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, acting in the devotional service, it is said by Sukadeva Goswami, on account of the devotee's high grade of Krishna consciousness, even the demigods like to live with him, and therefore it can be understood that the qualities of the demigods have developed within his body. On the other hand, the person who is not in Krishna consciousness has no good quality. He may be highly educated from the academic point of view, but in the actual field of his activities, again, he can be seen to be baser than the animals.
Yes. We see sometimes one man is very educated, highly university educated, but practical life baser than animal, because he has no Krishna consciousness. He is not a devotee of Krishna. A devotee of Krishna cannot be like that.
Even though a person is highly educated academically, if he cannot go beyond the sphere of mental activities, then he should perform only material activities and thus remain impure.
That our so-called advancement of education means to live on the mental platform. Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna monorathena. They have no information of the spiritual platform. After bodily concept of life, the next platform is mental and intellectual concept of life. But spiritual life is beyond mental and intellectual concept of life. So, unless one comes to the spiritual platform, even on mental and intellectual platform, he cannot do anything good to the society.
There are so many persons in the modern world who have been highly educated in the materialistic universities, but it is seen that they cannot take up the movement of Krishna consciousness and develop the high qualities of the demigod. For example, a Krishna conscious boy, even if he is not very well educated by the university standards, can immediately give up all illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. Whereas those who are not in Krishna consciousness, although very highly educated, are often drunkards, meat eaters, sex mongers, and gamblers.
Yes, this is a practical example in this connection. Lord Jetla, he was a great philosopher. And he was governor of Bengal, and many good posts he held, that sometimes one of our godbrothers went in London to preach, and this Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland, he asked the Goswami whether he could make him a Brahman. So he said yes, he could be made a Brahmana, provided he can give up these habits, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. The Honorable Lord replied, it is impossible. It is impossible. So actually, unless one is trained into Krishna consciousness, it is not very easy thing to give up all these bad habits. But practically we see, because these boys, these European American boys, they have taken to Krishna consciousness very seriously, without any external endeavor, they have been able to give up all these bad habits. Go on.
These are practical proofs of how a Krishna conscious person becomes highly developed in good qualities, whereas a person who is not in Krishna consciousness cannot do so. We experience that even a young boy in Krishna consciousness is unattached to cinemas, nightclubs, naked dance shows, restaurants, liquor shops, etc. He becomes completely free. He saves his valuable time from being extravagantly spent in the way of smoking, drinking, and attending the theater and dancing. One who is not in Krishna consciousness usually cannot sit silently for even half an hour.
Yes. That is also another symptom. Restless. A Krishna conscious person can sit down in one place, just like Haridas Thakur. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, sitting one place day and night. There is not a single example in the world that one can sit down. I mean to say, ordinary person, they cannot. They must be restless. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that one can sit down in one place. Of course, it is not to be imitated, it is to be attained. Anywhere, that's like Goswami. They used to live underneath a tree one night. So, these things are possible when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness.
The yoga system teaches that if you become silent, you will realize that you are God. This system may be all right for materialistic persons, but how long will they be able to keep themselves silent? Artificially, they may sit down for so-called meditation, but immediately after their yogic performance, they will engage themselves again in such activities as illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, and many other nonsensical things. But a Krishna conscious person gradually elevates himself without endeavoring for this so-called silent meditation.
Actually, yoga practice means yoga indriya sanglam. The whole yogic process, Ashtanga yoga, is meant for controlling the senses. Duddanta indriya kalapatali. Indriya, these senses are just like snakes. As it is very difficult to enchant the snakes, similarly, it is very difficult to control the senses. And the yoga system is specially meant for controlling the senses, controlling the mind, and then concentrate on the form of Vishnu, Dhyanavasthita. Tadgatena manasa pasyanti jam yogi. This is yoga process. But practically we see the so-called yogis, or students of yoga class, have seen in Western countries. They are habituated to all these nonsense habits, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating. Still, they are passing on as yogis. So that kind of yoga will not help. One.
Simply because he is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he automatically gives up all this nonsense and develops a high character. One who develops the highest character by becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. The conclusion is that no one can truly have any good qualities if he is lacking Krishna consciousness.
Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna. This is the conclusion, that if one is not Krishna conscious, we do not accept him as highly qualified. That is the statement of Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Namang duskitana murha prapadante naradhama maya apurita jnana asuri bhava masita. So, we take this formula. We test whether he has surrendered to Krishna. If not, then he comes to the four groups. Dushkritina, Mudha, Naradhama, Mayana, Abhavitavya. We take it immediately. He must be one of them. Either Dushkritina or Mudha, or all Naradhama, Mayana. He may be Maya Abhavitavya na, means he might be highly educated academically, but Maya has taken his knowledge. Asuri Bhava Mastika, because has taken to the principle of atheism, all these educational qualifications, or sharp brain, kritina, duskritina means, kritina means one who has got very sharp brain, sharp memory, he is called kriti. But on account of association with Maya, his brain is utilized for doing something harmful to the human society. They cannot do anything good to the human society. That is not possible. Then?
Happiness and Krishna consciousness. The Rupa Goswami has analyzed the different sources of happiness. He has divided happiness into three categories, which are: one, happiness derived from material enjoyment; two, happiness derived by identifying oneself with Supreme Brahman; and three, happiness derived from Krishna consciousness. In Tantra Shastra, Lord Shiva speaks to his wife Shakti in this way: "My dear wife, a person who has surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Govinda and who has thus developed pure Krishna consciousness can be very easily awarded all the perfections desired by the impersonal, and beyond this he can enjoy the happiness achieved by the pure devotee." Happiness derived from pure devotional service is the highest because it is eternal. But the happiness derived from material perfection or understanding oneself to be Brahman is inferior because it is temporary. There is no preventing one's falling down from material happiness, and there is even every chance of falling down from the spiritual happiness derived from identifying oneself with the impersonal Brahman.
Yes. Happiness, it is our experience that happiness derived from material enjoyment, that is not permanent. That we can understand. But happiness of identifying oneself with Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Nidbhed Brahmana Sandha, that happiness is also not permanent. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya Pichena Parang Padang Tata Patanti Adha Anadhrita Jusmat Angha. Arjuna, by great austerity, and penance, one may rise up to the platform of Brahma realization, Parampadam. Arjuna Tichena Parampadam. Patanti Tata. Again, he falls down. We have seen many big sannyasi, they give up this world as Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. Falls. But after some time, when they cannot actually realize Brahma, they again come to this jagat for humanitarian work, for welfare activities. If jagat is mitha, then why do they come again to these welfare activities? So jagat, not mitha, but it is temporary. We do not say mitha. Vaishnava philosophers, they do not accept jagat as mitha. Why? If it is emanation from the absolute truth, it must be true. It is not mitha, but we accept it as temporary. We do not accept as permanent. The permanent jagat is the spiritual world. Parastasmat bhava anya. There is another spiritual world that is sanatana, that is permanent. This world is not permanent. So, even though it is not permanent, it can be utilized for the service of the Lord. Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi Jitta Vairagya Mucche. That is our philosophy. We don't take the jagat as mitha. We take it as fact because it is emanation from the supreme fact. So, just like gold earring is also gold. That is not iron. Similarly, this material world is made of the external energy of Krishna. Therefore, we do not find anything here wrong. We try to dovetail everything in the service of Krishna, because it is Krishna. Just like one's property must be enjoyed by the proprietor. Krishna says that Bhoktaram Jagvatam Sam Sarvaloka Mahesara. He is the proprietor of this world. Therefore, everything dovetail in his service for his satisfaction. That is devotional service. That is the professional stage of serving Krishna. So we don't take the world as mitha. Therefore, those who are impersonalists, they think that they have become liberated. Actually, they are not liberated. Bhagavad says, vimukta manina, jannera bindastha vimukta manina. They are thinking like that. Actually, their intelligence is not yet completely purified. Avishuddha buddha, avijja pichena parang padanta. So, even Brahma Sukha is happiness derived from realization of Brahma is not perfect. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na sochati na kaanshati samas sarvesu bhutesu mad bhakti labhate para. That Brahma Bhuta state is a preliminary qualification to enter into devotional service. But if one does not enter into devotional service, anadita jusmatangha, neglects the lotus feet of Krishna, then patanti abha. These are the statements, authoritative statements. Thank you very much.